Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. This is very difficult to say the least. And no, it's not difficult as in I don't know what I'm going to do or I don't know what I want to do. I know what I want to do. I know. I just don't know which one. I just don't know where to go. I don't know where to go. And my intuition and my gut feeling isn't giving me anything. It's telling me to rely on my brain. It's telling me to just utilize the logic. I hope this is an indication or an indicator that I'm not welcome. I'm no longer wanted. I hope that's not the case. Because if that's the case, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know where I'm going to go. However, I'm just going to go this direction because I think this is what my intuition would want me to do. Therefore, I'm going to go this. I like to sing to myself, and I like to sing and make my chest pop and dance and do karaoke and just do all kinds of stuff. Will my song come on? Or will my band come on? Or will my artist, musical artist, come on? Or I put them on and I'm in that mood? Or I just want to hear him because I haven't heard him in a long time? Or I just want to appreciate some of the classics, appreciate some of the newer material that whatever artist is doing or band, whatever have you. It just all depends. This time around, it's been a while since I heard one of my favorite bands. I definitely can't say it anymore. Now I would have to put an asterisk by it. Now I'll have to have it or say it with a caveat. Say it, this used to be. And I had to go with used to be because the first album and second album, well, not so much the second, first album, straight fire. First album was the heat. First album, yes. Give me more. And then things happen. I guess they grew up and just wanted to go and do different stuff, experiment with different stuff musically and just try new things out. But their last album, it was okay. Definitely can't say they are one of my favorite bands anymore, and definitely not one of my favorite bands. Not of all time, not current. Used to be one of my favorite bands. I can just think back when I used to listen to this album and listen to it. It just takes me back to that place. So many good times. So many bad times, so many just memories just latched on to that album and the second album. And of course, the bad albums as well, except for the more recent bad album and the one before that bad album. Still, I was ready to give them another chance and say, you know what? I think this is going to be good. It's going to be good because I want it to be good. And when I want something to be good, it's usually good because I done tricked myself into thinking this is going to be good. I'm tricking myself to thinking that this is going to be awesome. I tricked myself to thinking this is going to be, wait for it, favorite word, amazing. So I'm ready, in the mood, not in go mode, but in the mood, ready to hear my band, in the mood, ready to hear this album. So I'm just getting myself situated. Going to make the chest pop, but not going to sing along to the song. Can't sing along to the song because I don't know the words to any of the songs. Don't know the words to any of the songs. And let me fast forward a little bit. That is a good thing. And I'm going into this not expecting too much. I'm going into this just hoping there's something about this album that I can just latch on to. There's something about this that can just make me feel good. that make me feel nice, that make me feel like making my chest pop and remember how it used to be, remember how it once was, but yet coming full circle is like, this is the new new. This is the new new. I feel good. I'm making my chest pop. I'm going to learn the words to this song because this is my band. This is my band. This is my jam. This is my album. These are my songs. I'm just looking forward to all of this. Looking forward to all this. And for the most part, I am just thinking that I'm going to get not what they used to be, obviously, because previous past albums told me that that's no longer going to happen. That's not going to happen. That's not going to take place anymore. I'm never, never getting album number one back. I'm not going to even come close to getting album number two back. After having this experience, after going through this experience, I wish it was like three. I wish what I heard earlier was like three. Because it was like three. There's a few songs I know the words to, and there's a few songs that can help me get through the album. But if I were to take those songs out, I couldn't make it through. If I was to take those songs out, I would just put it in, press play, and just skip way. I'm at another CD. Way. I'm on another album. Way. I'm on another station. Yeah. But this wasn't even like that. This wasn't even like that. I could have accepted that. That just give me one. Just give me one. I want more than one, but I'm not going to be greedy here. I want more than one, but I'm not going to be greedy here. I'm understanding. I am understanding. I know what it is because I can't be the same person that promotes personal growth, that promotes you shouldn't be the same that you were 10 years ago, a day ago, weeks ago. I can't be out here talking that and saying that if one of the bands I like still doing the same sounds that they did when they started. So change is good. Change is good. I'm going to keep saying that until I believe it, but I'm going to say it mentally. And so you can hear it as I do it mentally, if assuming we're on this nonverbal communication level. If not, you're welcome. So I'm ready. I'm situated. I'm ready to dance, get my groove on, make my chest pop, and do all those things that I want to do listening to my band. Listening to my band. And I press play. I started off at the beginning because usually that's where I started off. Sometime I'll hit the shuffle and just let it pick whatever track to play, get me started off with. This time I'm a bit more cautious. This time I'm a bit more locked in. This time I'm a bit more focused. So I just started from one and I press play. And the song started. The song started and it seemed like everything just stopped. Everything just stopped. I was no longer in the mood to make my chest pop. I was no longer hoping or wishing that I knew the words to the song. I was no longer confused that if this was going to be my favorite band ever again. I pressed play. The music started playing and everything came on. It was a pop song. And so I started thinking to myself, I was like, wait a minute, no, Pop? Really? Is this the right album? Is this the right album? Did somehow streaming this, they just mixed it up and I don't know, something went extremely, extremely wrong. But that's what I'm thinking to myself, but I just kind of just let it go ahead and play some more and just, it's like, oh, I know that voice. This isn't a mistake. This isn't a streaming mistake. This is the band. Okay. I'm good. I took a jab in the face, but I'm just shaking it off. I got the standing 10 count going. I'm like, all right. You know, I wasn't expecting that. Wasn't expecting this. Okay. I took the jab in the face. Maybe, just maybe, track number one is meant to be poppy. Track number one meant to sound like this just to lure me in for the rest of the album. That it's gonna be more hardcore. It's gonna be different going in. This is just the beginning. Track two came on. It was more poppy. So now I just walked into an uppercut. And I'm stunned. I'm not gonna lie. I'm concussed. I am concussed. I'm dazed. I still know where I'm at though, but I just don't want to fight no more. But I just don't want to fight no more. Track three comes on, and it's still poppy. Yeah, track three, still poppy. By now, I done caught a combo. Now, I don't know where I'm at. Now, I don't know what's going on. Now, I don't know what's taking place. I just know that there's somebody across from me that's giving me blows and just hitting me and just taking me all kinds of directions. And it's not fun. It is not fun. It is not good. By the time track six came on, I was knocked out. By the time track six came on, I was knocked out. And I wasn't knocked out as in sleeping. No. I was knocked out. Basically, I checked out. Basically, the music was just still going and still playing, but my mind was somewhere else. The music was still on, still playing, but I was thinking about some other things. The music was on and still playing, and I was just wondering why is this talking? Why is this noise? Why is this these sounds interrupting me from focusing and doing what I need to do? And what I need to be doing right now is thinking. Good thing though. It wasn't that long. Good thing though, I didn't have to sacrifice that many minutes. Good thing though, I was in the mood for music. Good thing though, I was in the mood to make my chest pop. At least make my chest pop. But I was also still checked out. I was also still in this daze. So I backed out of that album and I just went to just the next album and I just pressed play. I went to the next album and I just pressed play and it was from a different band, new album, different band. I didn't care who, I didn't care what. I just needed something different and I needed something different ASAP. I needed something different fast. I needed something different 5 minutes ago. I needed something different so I can just come to. It's like, oh, I'm back. You miss me? Making my chest pop. You miss me? I don't know who this is. I don't like don't like this song, but hey, hey, player, player, yeah. Well, it didn't happen like that per se, because when the song came on, I immediately knew who the band was. I immediately knew who the band was. Immediately. And I was like, wow, they still sound the same. They still sound the same from their first album. They still sound the same. And this isn't a band of mine. This is far, far from a band of mine. This is a band of, it's her band. Her band and my band. And we used to debate about which band is better of the two. Which band is better of the two? And it just so happens that both bands put out an album at the same time. At the same time, so many years later, I am glad that I turned my phone off. I am glad that I did not get that phone call saying, do you want to talk about that band thing again? Because if that was the case, I'd be taking a L. If that was the case, I'd be losing. If that was the case, I'd be knocked out somewhere. I'd be knocked out somewhere. Because this band, even though I don't like them, even though it's not something that I'd recommend or listen to, they were jamming. It had they sound that I remember hearing, and it was magical. I found myself amused. I found myself entertained. I found myself questioning everything. Wait a minute. If I was wrong about this, what else am I wrong about? If I was wrong about that, what else am I wrong about? My entire planet was just crumbling before my eyes. I'm like, wow, this album is 1 million times better than my band pop album. If any band that I thought that was going to do a pop album, it would have been those guys. It would have been them. But no, they was like, Vince, not us. We still doing what it do. We still doing what got us here, and we just doing it harder now. Believe it or not, this is us. What about your band?
Well, my band, they're going through personal growth. They're experiencing personal growth. I can't complain. I can't be that guy. All I can say is, I wish you well. All I can say is, I hope that personal growth somehow grows you into making better music. I'm just saying. No judge zone. While my entire world was just crumbling and I was finding them so entertaining. And then it hit me. Then it just hit me. This is karma. This is karma. Something that I did. It just then came back to bite me. I just got to figure out what it was. I just got to figure out, why am I getting this karma retribution? What did I do? Please inform me. What did I do? I know one thing that I didn't do. I did not say I was going to be a King James hater forever. I did not say that I was going to be a LeBron James hater forever. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. I used to live in that world. I used to be that person. I used to be that guy, but I went to rehab. I reformed. I started appreciating his game. I started understanding him as a player, person, and athlete. Yeah, athlete. And now since I understand how it works and how everything goes on and the way he thinks a little bit and the way he sees things on the floor, I just have to say, I ain't a LeBron James hater no more. I can admit that. I can admit that. But is this the karma? Is this the karma coming back to get me? If so, I was the same way with Kobe too at first. Personal growth. Personal growth.